No debate, no bias, just the news. Brass Tacks with Zucker Jacob.
Hello and welcome to this Brass Tacks podcast. Weeknights at 9:25 on CNN News 18. I'm Zucker Jacob. We're very excited about today's episode because we're going to be focusing extensively on the first day-night test match that the Indian team is involved in. There's a pink ball for it. There's huge amounts of excitement around the story, both on Twitter and otherwise. All cricket fans are excited about this. The city of Kolkata has turned literally pink. The Eden Gardens has got special pink lights. They've got a pink balloon atop the Eden Gardens. They've got a pink boat, I think, flowing down the Ganges as well. So Kolkata, the city of joy, has turned completely the city of pink, although we have another pink city in Jaipur. But for the next few days, it's going to be Kolkata that's going to be referred to as the Pink City. And this is, of course, a tribute to the first day-night test match that India will be playing, this one against Bangladesh. I think the excitement is not just in the fact that, you know, it's a pink ball, but also what the day and night sort of format can do to test cricket. I think the primary concern has been the sort of flagging interest of people in test matches, you know, not just at the grounds, but also viewership numbers on TV has been coming down, other than some exceptional test matches that we saw recently, for example, the Ashes, particularly the test where Stokes saved England. I think there was huge amounts of TV viewership for that particular test match. But otherwise, you know, it's been very sporadic. Test match cricket has not been exciting enough, enticing enough for a larger viewership base to be attracted to it. So the primary concern, of course, is to try and drive both audiences in the ground as well as audiences who are watching it on TV. And I think there is a case to be made, you know, particularly in the so-called working days, whether it's in this case both Friday and Monday, if this test match does indeed go into day four and day five, those are going to be working days. So there is a case to be made that, you know, people who come back after work, in a normal case, if it's a normal day test match, then it gets over by 4 o'clock, 4:30. So it's really not conducive for viewing at home. Whereas in this case, even if you come back home by 6 o'clock, you can still catch an entire full session, the final session of the day's play, live as the day and night test match progresses. There are some concerns. I think the Indian team has also been talking about it. They're not sure. Nobody quite knows because, frankly, this is a bit uncharted territory in that sense. Firstly, the ball, because there is this extra layer of lacquer around it. There is concern about, you know, will it reverse swing, for example? India's got a formidable pace battery now with Mohammad Shami, Umesh Yadav, Ishan Sharma, and of course Bumrah, who's not playing the series, but Bumrah, of course, has been India's pace spearhead for the last couple of years now. So there is concern about whether there will be reverse swing, because this extra coat of lacquer then makes it difficult for the shine to come off. Also, there are concerns about spin. How much will the ball spin? I think some of the people associated with Team India have been talking about maybe it might not spin as much. And these are sort of natural advantages for the Indian team, particularly in home conditions. So when Virat Kohli had his pre-match press conference, though he said he's very excited about it, and if the batsmen have batted with it, he did say that, you know, we don't know how the bowlers are going to receive it, how friendly or otherwise it's going to be to the bowlers. Yes, we do know that it will swing a bit. When we saw the first day and night test match series being played in Australia, we did see the ball swing more than what the normal red ball would have swung. So that again is a concern from the batsman's point of view. The concerns notwithstanding, I think there is great excitement around this day and night test match. And frankly, if there's evidence to show at the end of the test match that there is greater engagement, there is greater participation of audiences, there's greater viewership both on ground as well as on TV, then I think a case can be made for having more day and night test matches. Although today Kohli was asked whether this is going to be the future, if all test matches are going to be day and night, and he said if this is going to be the dominant sort of format for test matches, I don't think that would be something that India would like. Like I keep saying, you know, anything that's new, anything that's uncharted territory is always fun. So we'll be looking forward to how this test match progresses, what the ball does, what the lights do, and how players adapt to these new conditions. I think, you know, that it's going to be a case of skill at the end of the day, individual skill and, of course, collective skill, and how they're able to adapt to the conditions. We're excited about the story. We'll be featuring this big time tonight on Brass Tacks at 9:25, and we look forward to your company tonight as well as all weeknights at 9:25.
No debate, no bias, just the news. Brass Tacks with Zucker Jacob.